Time for another exciting edition of
Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, here we go. Lick Us and Win. Open category. Anything goes. That means you could ask us anything you want. If we don't know it, you'll win. And we'll get you hooked up for those Scorpions tickets October 4th in Oakland. So, 766-9370. It's the first time here on the river that we've ever done an all anything goes open category. All you got to do is pick. Who do you want to answer the question? Either myself or Joe or Dana. Let's start with Sean. Sean, Lick Us and Win.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, brother.
So I got kind of a two-part question here. What are primary colors? What are the primary colors, and why are they called primary colors?
Okay, who are you picking to answer this?
Either one of you guys.
Well, you got to pick.
All right, how about I'll go with Joe.
Primary colors are red, blue, and green.
Mm. No.
I thought there were three primary colors. Maybe there's nine.
There are three primary colors. You are correct.
Red, blue, green is what it is, I think, right? Red, blue, green?
A little bit. No, no, no.
Red, yellow, green?
No.
Are you sure? I guess you are. You probably looked it up.
I'm pretty positive.
I can tell you why they're called primary colors, because you can make every other color from a variation of one of the three.
That's similar, yes.
What
is the answer?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Okay, the answer is red, yellow, and blue are the three primary colors, and the reason they are primary colors is because they cannot be made using any other combination of colors.
But they can use those colors to make other colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well,
fair enough.
Then, that's a good question.
Hang on, Sean. We'll get you in for the Scorps. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, Lick Us and Win.
Well, I would like for Uncle Dog to answer this one, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Cousin Michelle. Niece Michelle.
Well, you said you were going to spank me on my birthday, so, you know, hey, come on.
If you're going to call me Uncle, call me Creepy Uncle, because only a Creepy Uncle would spank a niece on their birthday.
You are a Creepy Uncle.
I can go for that.
Okay.
Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say two doors, you're meaning front and back, correct?
Just two doors, period.
Okay. I would have to say one to grab the eggs, one to grab the chickens, or one for the hen, one for the chicklets? Chicks?
No.
I don't know.
It's called a chicken coop, because if it had four doors, it would be a chicken sedan.
Oh, come on. Really? Oh, you little sass.
Well,
you little scamp.
That's funny.
She mixed in some car with some, okay, I like that. All right, cutesy pants. Yeah, you're definitely getting a belting from Uncle Dog. Hang on, Michelle. Yeah.
Wow.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, Lick Us and Win. Joe? Justin, I'm sorry. Lick Us and Win.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, brother.
Hey, my question is for Joe.
Okay.
In what year was the United States Marine Corps born?
See, he didn't ask me this because he knows I'm a Marine.
Well, you had the brochure, the arms that go on the brochure, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
yeah. I will say...
Woo!
I will say 1876.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah.
No, it's actually November 10th, 1775.
Older.
They've been around for quite a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hang on. We'll get you in. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, Lick Us and Win.
Hey, it's for Dog.
Okay.
All right. And the TV show Hogan's Heroes. Where did Sergeant Schultz work before he was... into the SS for Germany.
I don't know. I won't even waste time. I've seen that episode. That show like two or three times. People used to love it. It used to annoy me because of the accents. And no, I don't know. What is it?
He worked at the Hotsy Totsy Toy Company.
Hotsy Totsy Toy Company. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. One of those shows that was on every day when I was a kid, but I never watched it. Couldn't do it. Let's go to Eric. Eric, lick us and win.
Hey, this question is for Dog. By the way, first time caller, listened on that other show for years.
Over the Meth Lab. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
Welcome.
So the question, Dog, who sang the one-hit wonder in the 80s, A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y? It was semi-rap.
A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y.
Big hit on MTV. 80s.
Man, I spent my entire childhood watching Night Tracks and MTV, and I don't know why. This doesn't even jog any ounce of my memory. A-E-I-O-U. And it was kind of a rap or a dance?
Almost a first-time rap. Guy had horrible braided hair, white dude, when it was a pretty big hit.
Horrible braided hair and a white dude.
Yep.
I do not know. I don't know.
It is Eben Ozen.
I never would have gotten that, and I don't think I've ever seen the video.
You got to watch it. It's hilarious.
For some reason, that name sounds familiar to me, Eben Ozen.
There's no possible way. I don't even know if I've heard the song. I'd have to hear it to see if I've ever heard it before, but hang on. Decent question. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, lick us and win.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Kev.
All right, first time for an open category for the both of you, so first time I'll let you both have a shot at it.
Whoa! I like this.
Okay.
All right. From the time it is planted till the time it is harvested, how long does it take a pineapple to grow?
That's a fantastic question that I've never been asked or never have learned.
Go ahead, Joe. You go first.
Time it is planted to the time it is harvested, I will say 6 months.
Okay, my turn, right?
Correct.
I will say 7 years.
Oh, my God, really?
Wow. Year and a half.
Wow.
I was closer.
Yeah. But you were under, I was over.
They grow from a tree or a plant?
No.
Plant.
No, plant.
Yeah, they kind of look like artichokes.
They're so big, I figured it would take quite a while to grow a pineapple.
Yeah, I thought something, because that's the thing. I know it's not a tree like pistachios. Walnuts, almonds, all that stuff, they take anywhere from 3, 7, 10, 12 years until you get the first nut off them. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking the pineapple, because it's hard and has that creepy core in the middle, it would take a long time, but that's cool.
Yeah, that's something good to learn. I didn't know that.
Hang on, and we'll get you in for the Scorps tickets. Let's do Richard, one more. Lick us and win.
Tell me how many plants are in the spore system. Name them.
Okay, who's this question for?
Joe.
Tell me how many planets are in the solar system?
Yeah, name them.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, and the new one, planet number 9.
Ah, dang, Joe. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, I'm so glad that he called you out on that, because if he would have given that to me, I have no idea. All right, anything goes today. Lick and Swim Wednesday. More Scorps tickets coming. Hold on.